This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Access All Areas.
It's happening. We're here.
We're here. How are you, Lizzie? You seem a bit subdued compared to your normal self.
I am a little bit subdued. I've got lost a dear friend this morning, Peter Stringfellow, so I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah. What's the score? He was 77, I read.
Yeah, and he looked great on it, I have to say. I didn't know he was that old. But he actually helped me start in the modelling world.
Did he?
He did.
Please explain how.
I was skiving off school, I'll be honest. I was with another friend of mine, and we were having a little cup of tea in a cafe in Covent Garden, and this very loud person walked in with a very loud jacket. I went, "You should do modelling." And I looked up, saw this kind of like, he looked like he was a rock star. I thought, he must be in a pop band. I thought he was in that, what was it? That band. I couldn't think. And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yes, you've got to phone him now. And like, it was before mobile phones, so we're talking that long ago. And he said, do it now, I'll wait. And I had to run across the road to this red telephone box, phone this agent, and I said, I want to come and see you, your friend Peter Stringfellow said I should come in, and then I did go and see them, and then they signed me up, and then I started working.
And look at that. All these years later.
And we stay friends.
Or 5 or 6 years later, you've...
Yeah, it was only that not that long ago. But what he used to do is give model memberships, so you get into the clubs free.
Ah.
And have free little...
So you've been to Stringfellow's?
Many
you?
Times,
have
yeah.
Have you? Okay.
And so many others. I've met Prince through him.
Oh.
Loads of famous stars.
Blimey.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've been doing the rounds today on the all the shows.
I've done a few, yeah. Just obviously because they know I was friendly and good mates with him and nice. One of life's good guys. Very, very charitable. Fun, charismatic, and you know, say for instance, there was a charity do I just remember for James Whale, and he'd actually was having a tough time himself, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Actually, not great, but I couldn't let my mate down," you know, and I thought things like that, you know, when
just a good guy,
just one of life's good guys. So I do feel sad today, and it is you know, but cancer gets anyone. It was lung cancer. He, not many people knew he was suffering with cancer. He never smoked. Just goes to show cancer can hit anyone at any time.
That's very true.
And you know, it's a bit of... I'm quite sad today.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And also, you had your car broken into.
I also had my car broken into. So if you're listening, we know who you are. We're coming to get you. Or my clothes. Doubt they fit you because I've got a very large bust and a very small little bottom. But anyway, enjoy who's ever got them. I hope you're enjoying wearing my clothes and kinky things I had in there.
Got
they're
it.
All yours.
Oh, okay, fab.
Yeah,
wow,
they've,
that's
they've
good to
taken
know.
It all. They took, but it was halfway home until I realised the roof wasn't on.
Not the roof. Surely
no,
not the roof.
Hold the back. I just thought, oh, I'm a bit cold. What's rattling? And I suddenly saw there was loads of lights coming. I thought, well, I've got no windows.
Good Lord. Mm. Only the Cundy, eh? Mm. But you actually have something exciting next week happening, right?
Well, I've got a new ITV show that's coming on prime time, which I can't tell you about.
Right.
Yes.
But
I've also got a birthday.
Woo!
21 again. She's 21.
Times two.
Times two, yeah, I'll and then do that. Some. Maybe a couple of other digits. Yeah, but life begins.
Oh,
after 40.
Okay, got it. Right.
Okay,
fine.
So it's all good in the hood. Well, so I've got a party, I've got lots of fun happening. But obviously heart's a bit sad today. I'm sorry if you can hear it in my voice. But you know, it's life.
Well, the show must go on.
The show must go on.
As Peter himself, I'm sure, would probably
say. Well,
he was
Mr. Showbiz.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met Peter.
No, I haven't, no.
But he was such a ball of light. He was big smiles, no matter what, big loud jacket, big grin, and he never took himself seriously, a bit like myself.
That's the point, actually, with him, right? Because, so although he kind of owned nightclubs and it could be seen as a bit seedy, he never really came across as like a particular... I mean, his hairdo was a bit...
But
he was never a seedy character.
His hair was great, you know. And I actually think he didn't care if people took the mickey.
Mm-hmm.
He actually laughed at himself. And I love the fact he really did look after the girls. People are like, oh, these feminists, controversial figure, like the Hugh Hefner. Do you know what? He gave girls employment. He looked after them. They had the best time of their lives. Everyone I know that worked for him loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were really good, fun times there. I used to go with Simon Cowell was there pretty every night. You know, Prince, Mickey Rourke, every celebrity... Boxer, Gary Stretch at the time, don't we know the boxers were always
yeah,
there?
Know your name, yeah.
You know, Paul Young, everyone was there all the time. It were good days. But I just remember something funny. There was a very conservative sort of like tea party thing that we were having, and he turned up in skin type leopard print tights and his long black jacket, and everyone just went, and he didn't care.
No, I got that vibe from him. So, yeah, it's a sad day, but. Let's celebrate his life.
Want to celebrate his life, exactly. Yeah. And I wish there were more people like Peter Stringfellow.
So do
and
I.
And it's good to laugh at yourself.
Certainly is. I have to do that every day when I look in the mirror.
Oh, bless you. And can I say, you're looking very nice and I'm liking the longer beard.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly.
The tash has gone and the beard is back.
I love the beard.
But, you know, I'm just... trying out some things, seeing how it works.
You look good to me, killer. Well, but we've got a very busy show and everyone is talking about Love Island. Oh my god.
Yeah, they are, certainly are.
Biggest viewing, you know, ratings are massive. Bigger than BBC, ITV.
2.5 million tuned into the opening. No, 3 million
tuned
in. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, don't lose that 500,000, babes. That's a lot.
So, yeah, at the end of the show, we actually have Marcel, who was on the show last year. And then we also have very lovely Sam Callahan, friend of the show, been in a few times, coming up. And also Arnie Krogh, who's here, who's a love therapist, who's going to tell us all about couples and what Meghan and Harry And blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
What are you doing wrong in the bedroom?
What am I? Do you want to, is that a personal question? Or are
no,
you just...
I'm just saying, as a general...
What are you doing wrong in the bedroom, Candy?
I'm doing it all right. I don't know. Well, awesome. They might come on the air. Might come on the line.
Oh.
We never know.
Oh, so there is someone. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I'm not saying there is or isn't.
Oh, well, so you're kind of hinting that there might be.
or am I now? yes, but it's a really fun packed show. But I have to say, Love Island... Has it gripped you? Because I remember last time you were a little bit, oh, I don't get it.
This is the first time I've watched it since the beginning and I'm very much into it.
Oh.
But, you know, tonight after the show, I'm actually going to meet some friends in town. I'm going to the Royal Academy. So this will be the first episode that I've missed. So I'm sure I'll have to catch up. But yeah, I'm kind of into it now. And I'm one of those people that's going to be obsessed with it, I'm sure, for the rest of the run.
Oh, I just, you know, are you upset though, can I ask, that everyone on there is super fit looking, got beautiful bodies, and, you know, there was a debate that was on, I think it was this morning, was saying, you know, why can't we have Love Island with people that are a little bit, you know, overweight or whatever? Do they have to be these perfect bodies?
I get the idea that it's an aspirational show, right? So I understand that people want to look at very attractive people with very good bodies and not much personality. I understand that. It would be nice, perhaps, if they could diversify it a bit. But the risk you run then is if you also have the very attractive people, that those who are less attractive are going to get left out. And that's a...
Diddums!
Well, there's also the argument going around online that maybe there should be a gay version, but... Or gay people in the show.
For over 40s. But, Love Island for the over 40s.
I've heard of a show, it might be.
Oh, yeah.
But it wouldn't really work with the format, would it? You couldn't just knock in three gay people and then it would... Because there wouldn't be enough choice and it just wouldn't really work. So I don't know. I'm not offended by it. It doesn't really bother me.
I mean,
their stupidity sometimes bothers me.
Yeah, their stupidity bothers me, but I hate everyone getting all PC about it. These PC bores, you know, banning the beauty pageants and all this, not allowed to wear swimwear. It's just getting so...
Is it getting on your tits, Lizzie?
It is. I want to get it off my chest.
Well, shall we play a little song and then we'll get our first guest in?
I've got so much to talk about, though. Okay, go on.
Okay, go on.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Lizzie was just about to shove a crisp in her mouth.
I was, sorry. I'm rather hungry. Do you know what? I haven't eaten. I haven't stopped all day. I'm starving.
It's fine, darling. Well, I'll
do you know when people go,
I'll turn your mic down for a second.
Well,
so you can enjoy a crisp.
No, I can't bear people that eat on the phone when I'm talking to them and I can hear them crunching.
Well,
an
apple. And this is radio, so it's a bit different.
Oh, no, sorry, folks.
We have our first guest in the studio.
How glamorous.
The very lovely Arnie Crowe.
Yes, thank you for welcoming me. It's actually pronounced Ernie.
Ernie.
Me like air.
Where is that name from?
That is a very old Indonesian name.
Oh, I love it.
It's a very nice name.
I know, yeah, but when gorgeous. People don't know it's Indonesian, they think it's a male version, a female.
Like Ernie.
Yeah, I said he has the guns, I just have the buns.
Yes, I love it.
We love that, Ernie.
So you are known as a love therapist.
Yes, the love architect.
So what does that mean? I don't understand.
Well, an architect helps you build your dream home.
Yes.
He envisions it for you and he designs it. And then he helps make it happen. But it's your home, it's not his home.
Okay.
So therefore, I am the same. I help you envision your perfect love life. The relationship, the marriage, the dream life that you want to do, that you want to live with, and I make it happen for you, but it's your life. It's your love, not mine.
How do you do that?
Can you help me, please?
I'm not
very lucky in that area. Are we, Stephen?
No, absolutely not.
Don't worry, I'll prepare a program for you.
So how do you go about it? Can I ask? How do you prepare this?
Well, very much, I combine therapy with coaching sessions. So it's all about getting to know you as a person, and very much like therapy, we do go back to kind of like your past, because your past sets your present, and your present actions will be what's happening in the future.
Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of the times, like, I've written a book called The Architect of Love, and every chapter has a questionnaire about different aspects of your dream love life. And for example, in relation to the look of your perfect partner, maybe for a woman, you're like, oh, I want a guy with dark hair and broad shoulders because it reminds you of your amazing dad. So everything goes back to something you remember from your childhood.
Really?
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Because, do you know what always worries me? I've got a friend who, I always say friend, people think it's me. I have a friend. but she always says, I don't trust guys. And she immediately is suspicious. And I keep saying, you're going back on your past because, you know, she's not had very faithful men in the past. She thinks every man is like that. And I said, it's not fair because you've got to give someone a go.
It's because she goes for guys who will mistreat her. We go for people we expect to treat us that way. Isn't it funny? But a little bit think, no, why would I want to do that? It's because you do. We sabotage ourselves, really. It's because we don't realise it's a subconscious thing that we do. So we need to break those toxic chains from the past and recreate a new history.
But it's what's familiar, you see. I always go for people that look quite similar in a weird way.
With a lot of money.
Yes.
No.
Do you know...
I earn my own money.
Do you know that even like... I mean, just to use me as an example, I always keep saying, I don't want a guy like my dad because he was an abusive husband and he was an abusive dad and it was really horrible. And I keep saying, I'm not going to go for a guy like my dad. My brother said the same thing, and you know what? My brothers became him, and I dated guys who abused me in some way, like mentally, they were controlling me. And I realized, you know what? When you say something like, I don't want to, or I don't, it will become, so you need to erase the negative words, the negative thoughts, and replace it with, I want a guy who treats me like a princess. I want a guy who will bring me ice cream in bed every night.
The dream. The absolute dream.
Or a woman who would, you know, tickle my toes in the evening.
whatever you require, I get it. Okay,
I'm
fine.
So good at tickling. I've got tickly fingers. The person goes, oh my God, that's so tickly.
Darling,
guys,
I don't need
listen
to
out,
know.
Listen out.
Yeah.
So you have to wish it and dream it and believe it.
Yes. And for me, write it down on paper.
Okay.
It may not sound romantic, but you know when you have a business and you have a plan, you put it down in action. So if you can do the same for your business, for your home, for your studies, you think about, right, I need to study, I need to get my degree, and this is the plan, why not for your love life?
Well, it just feels a bit more serious, doesn't it? I mean, I guess people want to approach their love life a bit more freely.
I know, but you know what? I've been
there.
It's
wrong.
I've been with my husband for almost 20 years now, 19
wow,
years. And you know what? It's hard work.
You don't look old enough to have had a husband.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Coffee, champagne.
That's very true. She looks great.
But you can maintain that by kind of...
It's hard work.
Yeah, I bet.
It's very much hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been... teased about, because I've been on TV about, you know, scheduling my sex life, for example.
Mm-hmm. Was this on this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think I saw this. Yeah.
What do you do schedule your sex on? How do you do it? Isn't sex supposed to be spontaneous, though?
You see, everybody thinks that when I explain to them why spontaneity will not be able to be maintained for long term and why it's more romantic to actually schedule it in, and I tell all the guests, whoever will listen, I said, don't knock it till you try it. And actually one reader wrote me and said, you know what, I did it, and oh boy, it really jazzed up my marriage.
Well, so if only either of us were married, we could.
I was 20 years ago. Yeah, might help me out. Because I was thinking, you've got to go on the moment, it's passionate. If you kind of write it in, it takes that passion out.
No, it's not about choosing one or the other. It is spontaneity. It's great. But just like when you go on holiday, you need to plan in advance, right? You can't just turn up at the airport going, I don't know where I want to go. Yeah, I don't know what clothes I've got. So just like a holiday, when you plan it enough to give space for being spontaneous when you're there, you put in a diary saying, all right, you know what, Saturday morning, before the kids wake up, I'm going to do the boom I'm going to do the boom boom.
But what if Saturday morning you wake up and you've had a load of drink the night before, you just want to sleep?
You either fumble really around, half drunk.
Okay, you find a way.
You find a way.
Or you can go, hey, rain check hunt tonight. Let's put the kids to bed earlier. Like, turn up the candle.
And got it. Okay.
You know, it's about making it a priority in your relationship.
Okay.
Do you think, can I ask, is sex that important in a relationship? Or
yes.
Is it not?
It is. Especially for me, if it has been part of your relationship.
I was going to say, because actually it really depends on the couple.
Exactly.
Right?
So I've met a couple who's always been like, almost like from the very beginning, it was never important for them. And as their marriage kind of tapered off, it became non-existent. And, you know, and it turns out later on, he felt like he didn't want to be too sexy with his wife because he felt like she didn't want sex. So he was acquiescing to her. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you've always been like once a week person or once a month person, then that's your regularity.
Thank God for that. Because
I kind of feel it's depending on moods.
Depends on the person you're with, on the relationship. I think there's many factors.
You need to know what you want, basically. You know,
someone that might be highly sexy,
exactly.
Might not be.
So you need to find someone of the same number.
Oh, number what?
Ah, the sex number.
Okay, please
what
tell
is
them
the
what
sex number?
It's all in my book.
My lucky number seven.
What is your book?
It's called The Architect of Love.
As is your title.
It
okay,
is the title of the book, so you can find it on Amazon. It's called The Architect of Love. It's actually a book to help single people find their soulmates. But surprisingly, a lot of married and partnered people buy my book.
Okay.
Because they said, even though it's about finding your soulmate, but it does help improve your relationship. Because it's about going back to the basics of your, like, why did I fall in love with my partner? You know, what was it that made the zing in the very beginning? And when I talk about the sex number, it is about, I'm sorry, I'm being a bit jealous of you. Sorry, Lizzie's having a drink and I'm like, it's about finding your, okay, for example, if you think you love sex, you're a passionate person. And let me just, little disclaimer here. For me, sex is not about the actual penetration. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's put that. I'm from a culture where sex could also, it's about sensuality. Mm-hmm. A cuddle, a tickle, a kiss, a nibble. It's also sex. Mm-hmm. It's about the connection. Mm-hmm. It's not the whole, you know, that.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
Anyway, so
the whole,
you know, you could be, you know, feeling really, really sensual, just kissing and cuddling each other, and that could be your Saturday morning connection, even if it doesn't lead to penetration and a bang, a whiz, a fireworks in the sky, you know.
Boom.
But it's about, if you say, oh, I'm highly sex, I'm an 8, and you meet somebody who thinks sex is not very big priority in his life and was a 4 or 5, do you think you were going to have a great relationship long term? You need to think about that.
Lizzie, how are we going to maintain our relationship?
Listen, I want to ask, because do you believe, I met someone today who said they were a sex addict. Do you believe in that?
Well, you have addicts, and they do have a lot of addicts. For me, have is an illness to be an addict. It could be they're addicted to smoking or drinking or pornography or gambling. Addiction is an addiction, whatever it is. So if they do, I mean, like Harvey Weinstein, apparently he's a sex addict. So, you know.
But is that an excuse? Always is an excuse because you want to get away with being naughty. Right. But it's interesting. So you've really got to be the same number in the bedroom front for it to work.
Yes. Because if you have one who's like, oh, God, not again tonight, I have a headache, you know, and the let's say the husband is more highly sexed. Oh, come on, baby, I just want to shag you tonight. Come on. And then she feels resentful. Yeah, she feels resentful. Like, oh, God, I have to spread my legs again tonight, you know, for him. And he feels like, damn it, my wife is doing it just for me. And I feel like I'm putting it on. So you don't want that. You want two couples to come together as consensual adults, because even in a marriage you can have rape, so you don't want
that. But can it not a bit boring? Obviously not. I find that I get bored really quick. That's bad.
When do what?
I just find I get bored quite quickly.
Of what?
Of someone. If I'm seeing them, I get bored. And that's not good, but that maybe.
So you see, maybe you need a guy who's able to switch easily, like Superman.
Oh, I need
maybe you need a Superman. Somebody who can go from his flying cloak to a suit, you know, with a briefcase.
Okay, I've got that. Okay, interesting.
So I like variety. So in my 19 years with my husband, we have done a lot of role play with just the two of us. Like, I'll be the naughty girl at the bar and he picks me up, that kind of stuff, you know. We've done all that. I'll surprise him in his hotel room, knock on his door and be a, you know, a little Russian minx. And, you know, we role play and that keeps our marriage alive.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
That's why I have four kids.
Well, it's clearly working.
He's a fertile man.
How was your experience on this morning? Was there a bit of a backlash to when you took
Well, about you know, sex? As usual, the trolls, they don't read my explanation. They don't go on my blog. They don't really read, because it also came out in the Daily Mail.
Yes,
and
I saw.
Of course, you know, the headline says, I insist all women must have, you know, scheduled sex or whatever. But when you read the article, I did say, though, you need a lot of communication in a relationship. It's all about communicating, and sex is a form of communication. Eyes, just looking at each other, just speaking with your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's a form of communication.
Yeah.
Hugging and cuddling without saying any word is a form of communication. So for me, it's all about communication. It's not about forcing yourself on your partner. You know,
I know what you mean.
But can your eyes say the wrong thing? Because everyone says I'm a bit flirty, and people set the wrong impression. And I think, can you give the wrong messages?
The thing is also, I mean, I am quite flirty, but I make it very obvious that, you know, you need to also maybe kind of give the body language. You may have flirty eyes and flirty smile and a flirty language, but your aura, the vibe you give off is, I'm not here to play. I'm just here to play with words.
Okay.
I'm a wordsmith. You can say that.
Well, you've written a book.
Well, no, I said for Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
You can say, like, you know, I'm a wordsmith. I'm an eye smith. I just play with my eyes.
Well, she does. She does, doesn't she?
There's nothing wrong with being a flirt, you know. I think, do you know what? It's so hard to be a good flirt.
Oh, really?
And I think people today, I mean, I'm that old, right? I think a lot of young people today do not know the art of flirting.
Yeah, I'm quite good flat, I think. Yeah.
I definitely have forgotten how to do it. That's something that it's just gone out
Steve,
of my...
Steve, we need a masterclass.
I think we really do, quite desperately, to be honest.
Yeah. But a lot of friends of mine, and people, I keep saying friends, but they're like, oh, their husbands want them to dress up. And my friend, because I feel like an idiot, because I've done the school run, I've cooked the meal. And then he's like,
you need to be a nurse.
Yeah, put on the nurse's outfit. And it's just a bit corny. They feel like silly.
Yes. Well, maybe they need a glass or two, you know, to loosen up. But maybe what they can do is give the husband a role to get them into that role. Like, honey, you take out the trash, clear the bins, clear the dishwasher, get into the role of the housewife, and I'll go upstairs and get ready for you.
Oh.
See, that's how you turn a woman on.
I see. Well, you've got it sussed. See? I mean, this sounds like it's all making a lot of
it's
sense.
It's all a bit of a tango, isn't it? It's not one-way street.
Yes, I've got
it. It is
that.
A tango.
Ellie, I could speak to you all night. This is fascinating stuff.
I love this.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
What? What's
Ernie Rosa Crowe. It's ARNIERozah. K-R-O-G-H.
Got it.
God, it's very long. It's Erni is Indonesian, Rosa is Spanish, Arabic, and Crow is Danish.
That is a combination.
I'm the only one in the world with my name.
Are you married to a Danish guy?
I'm married to a Dane.
Lucky
girl. He's a Viking.
He's a Viking.
I've got Viking in me.
Oh, there you go.
We can talk about that when we got a son.
So you
in
need
it.
A Viking man who will treat you like his princess in the bedroom and his partner equal in the living room.
Or knock you around the head and drag
you. I like that. I like the caveman.
Annie, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So
thank
lovely.
You so much, guys. I really enjoyed it.
I could talk more. Could
Fab.
Talk about
well,
this.
We definitely could, but yeah. Let's play a bit of Destiny's Child.
Dark child, nah, nah. Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? Believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I am a super thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding back from me,
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
You haven't seen any of this series of Love Island, have you, Lizzie?
I have a little bit, actually.
Okay, you have.
A little bit.
But you did watch a lot of last series.
I went to the launch, actually.
Oh, you did? I saw the pictures. But you did watch a lot of the last series of Love Island, didn't you?
I was addicted, because I just love one of them so much. But he went with a girl called Gabby. Oh. What was his name? Oh, yeah.
Marcel.
He's here. He's
What's going on?
He's on the phone right now. Hello.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for coming on.
How are
no
you?
No worries, man. I'm all good. I'm just, I've literally spent my whole day doing a photo shoot, so it's nice to just chill and chat to some good people.
Oh,
you know?
Nice. That's what we like. Photo shoot. What's that for? Nude? Were you in the noddy?
No, I wasn't nude. Unfortunately for you, but I've been doing. I'm launching like my own clothing line, so I've been doing the photos for the website all day. So it's been me and a couple of the other models, just like in and out of clothes, So maybe you might want to be there. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it was fun.
I like the fact you've got your own clothing range. That is amazing. What sort of gear is it? What are we talking?
So we're talking. So the first stuff that we're going to be putting out is going to be very, very summer orientated. It's like oversized. So girls can wear it, guys can wear it, but like all pastel colours for the first launch, and then when the autumn stuff starts coming out, it's going to get into like the tracksuits and that kind of stuff. But it's all really cool stuff. I might send you over a few bits once they're all finalised.
I would love that.
I like the sound of that.
I'll wear it for you, darling. But I'd like to see. Yeah, I would love. You can help me adjust the zip.
Oh, now we're talking.
So, my darling. No, Marcel, you were my favourite on Love Island.
I remember you saying this last year.
No, you. I truly loved you because my boys watched it and they kept saying, "Mum, he's such a nice guy."
And you are
a nice guy. But how are you feeling watching it this time round? With you, obviously, I've done it before. Is it weird?
You know what? It's strange because obviously, I know exactly what goes into making the show. So seeing a bunch of new people going through the same things, because obviously, like, on my first day, like, no one stood for me, but then I turned it around. But then obviously for Alex, he's had the same kind of thing, but he's had it a bit harder, I think, because I think, like, I think he's feeling very alienated in there. But hopefully he can turn around, and hopefully the new girls that they've sent in, like, make a play for him, because I think it is quite intense. Like, the whole show is very intense, so I'm glad I'm not in it again, but I'm glad I did it. You know what I mean? It's one of those ones. I'm glad I've got through it, but to see new people going in and going through the same things, it's just like,
yeah, a bit weird, I can imagine.
Yeah.
With Alex, do you think, I was watching it, I've watched every episode, I got a feels like not bullying, but they're kind of ostracising him a bit. Did you sense that? Like, they were kind of picking
on
him a bit?
I did because it's one of those situations, because I remember being in there the first few weeks it was very clicky in there, because obviously people are trying to make their friendships, they're trying to build their relationships with different people, so the girls all kind of like click together, and then there'll be groups in the girls and there'll be groups in the boys who chill with certain groups in the thing, and it's always a bit tense. But I think Alex is just finding it hard to kind of like
Find his crowd
in there. Like, and I think one of the reasons why last year kind of worked was because, not even saying this because it's me, but because I was in there and I kind of like brought the different groups together, because I was friendly with everyone. I don't think they've got that person in there this year where they can kind of like bring Alex into the fold.
That's true.
Because you were like a mediator, weren't you? When everyone had a problem, they'd come and talk to you, and you'd be the listening ear, and you'd give good advice.
I think it's because I was a little bit older than all of them. So when I did see like, because it was happening to Harley at the start, because Harley was feeling a bit alienated. But then I kind of like brought him in, and then from me bringing him in, like, I kind of like got him involved with the rest of the group. So it's hard to really, because obviously you're only seeing a little bit of the daily going on anyway. So there might be someone in there doing it, but from what I've seen, I'm not really getting that kind of vibe when there's like a big unity in there. It's a bit of a strange one with the characters.
It's a strange vibe, isn't it? And they've got no one from Blazing Squad in there either.
Exactly. They have got Danny Dyer's daughter though. So, you know what I mean? Like,
Danny Dyer's daughter. Now listen, what do you honestly think? Because part of me thinks, and I know her father is adorable, but do you think some of them are possibly wanting to get with her because of who her father is? And they're going to get pressed because it's Danny Dyer's daughter?
There's possibilities, but like, you know what, like if with Love Island, you always think some people might have their ulterior motives, but I'd say Danny, she like personality wise, she seems like a really lovely girl. She's an attractive girl as well. So I think obviously I can understand people wanting to get with her and that kind of stuff. But obviously, like, in the back of your mind, you're always going to have that, are they or aren't they? Are they playing games? But it's Love Island, then it's all part of it.
Would you be making a play for Danny if you were in there?
Do you know what? Like, it's so strange, but like this year, I've there's not one girl in there that I'm fully like, oh, yeah, like, I actually really fancy.
There must be one. Like,
no, like, because it's really strange. It's really strange because they are all really pretty girls, but I don't know. Like, I think I literally had to wait 2 weeks before Gabby came in for me to like actually find a girl that I was like, yeah, she's 100% my type.
That's
but,
right, because you had a bit of a funny beginning, because no one kind of picking, yeah. And you were a bit on the outskirts, weren't you, at the beginning?
The first couple of days, yeah, but then I think within our group we all kind of bonded. So I was friends with like Montana because me and Mon decided to like pair up because we were friends. So we done that to get through to like the different phases to see who they were going to send in next for us, didn't it? So and in the end they did kind of send in different people for us. But I think it is one of them things when if you can survive, they will definitely try and send in someone who's going to be your type. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Now, I don't want to mention any names. Do you have any regrets about the series after everything that's happened recently?
Do you know what? Obviously, you do certain things, and certain things happen, and you're always going to regret them. But in life, you can't live by your regrets. You just got to keep moving forward and keep just doing the things that make you happy, innit? So, yeah,
You sound good, to be fair. You don't seem too.
You sound good. You've got your own clothing range. You're doing good.
I'm a big believer in positive energy. Like, obviously, like when there's negative vibes going around, sometimes they get you down and that kind of thing. But all you need to do is just pull yourself out of it. Positive vibes. Think of all the good things that are going on in your life and focus on them. And then you just move forward. And then when you give out positive vibes, you get positive energy back. So that's my ethos.
Can I ask you, Marcel? Are you still friends with all those that you're in with, like Chris and all of the guys?
Yeah, I was messaging Chris yesterday. We was actually mentioning about the show, innit? I'm not going to say what we were saying though, because that obviously is private. But
he had a hard time in the press. I mean, with this, with Katie Price, did you feel for him? Were you siding with him? What did you think on it?
Chris is my boy. I'm always going to back Chris, innit? You've always got to back your mates, and it's those situations when you realise who your true friends are, innit? So,
are you finding that at the moment?
Friends. Yeah, exactly. I know the people who got my back, so
yeah.
That's why I keep them around, innit?
And you're good at giving advice. You probably gave some good advice to Chris, didn't you? You are good at giving advice. I think you should be an acne aunt.
Whoa! I have got a self help book, so like, you know what I'm saying, guys. You know, I'm a published author when it comes to giving the old advice. So yeah.
Oh, you're gonna be the new Dear Deirdre. I love this.
You never know. Message Mars. You know what I mean?
I like the sound of that.
So can I ask, are you single at the moment?
I am very much single at the moment, darling.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Lizzie.
Yeah, you should come along to Lizzie's birthday, Marcel.
There's lots of wild women. There are, actually. I'm not joking. And I mean, when you look back on the show, would you have done things any differently? I mean, did you watch the show? Did you cringe?
Do you know what? I haven't actually watched all of our show back. I've watched like the first week and I was like, you know what, I can't even watch myself on TV, because hearing myself talk on TV is enough. Like I'm like, oh my god, do I sound like that? I think there's obviously like certain moments like the kissing catch on more, I kind of regret doing that, but it all made the show, innit? Like, and literally the meme that got made off me doing that has literally like, it's literally been the joy of everyone's life for like a good year. So yeah, I mean, things happen.
So no regrets.
No regrets. You can't live with regrets. You can't live with regrets. That's the only thing.
I love that, Marcel. Okay, Di. Well, look, I'll see you obviously at my birthday, because there's going to be loads of hot
women. I'll be there. Just send me the location, and I'll be there.
And now you're single. And we'll look forward to seeing you. And I'm looking forward to the clothing range. Very
yeah,
much.
I'll definitely send you some bits over.
And who's your winner, quickly, for Love Island this year?
Do you know what? If I'm going to put bets on, I would put money on Danny Dyer. 100%.
Whoa, Danny Dyer's a winner of Love Island.
100%.
Yeah, I agree with you too. Bless your soul. Lovely to speak with you, Marcel.
You too.
Thanks, Marcel.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Radio presents.
And now we move on to our second guest. Yay! David Kingsbury in the studio.
You train essentially the bare minimum to achieve the results you're looking to achieve. So whether that reducing the sessions to 30 or 40 minutes in the mornings versus an hour, or whether that be doing a 20-minute session in the afternoon instead of, to make it very, very time effective so that they still have time for everything else.
The hair wouldn't be best pleased if you're sneaking off for a sneaky workout and they come back with sweaty hair.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we have to be very sneaky with those types of sessions, definitely.
Sneaky, sweaty hair.
Yeah. Oh, sneaky, sweaty hair. Gotta love that.
Every Tuesday. From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Lizzie, will you stop eating quavers?
I'm so hungry. I just want to eat.
That faffing around just behind us, you can hear, is our final guest. Hello. Of the show tonight, Sam Callahan, friend of the show.
Sam, hey. So good to see you. You're looking more buff. I feel you're
more buff.
Yeah, you've been in the gym.
Am I? I like that. I don't think I am. I have been in the gym, but yeah, I think last time I came here, I was in on some strict regime. Yeah, so
you're looking mighty fine.
Okay, well, right. stop it, you two.
Thank you.
I've had enough. Enough of your flirting.
I'm not flirting. I'm just being truthful.
How have you been, Sam? You've come on the show a couple of times before. What have you been up to?
I have. I've been up to a lot. I've been working very hard on the music side of stuff, which is fantastic. I think last time I came here, I had the Burns Like Fire track out.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
So... basically, I've had a follow-up single, which is really, really exciting. I think it's just as good, if not better. I have collaborations and possibly an album on the way. And I've been signed to an independent label based half here and half in Canada. So I've been working over there a bit.
Nice.
But yes, I've been pretty non-stop. Nice. Pretty good, yeah.
Well, you are non-stop, darling.
Absolutely.
It is incredible. now, tell me, sweetheart, so what do you think? Because we've got... X Factor coming back again. Are you happy with it or not? Do you think they need to give it a rest? Or do you think...
Yeah, we've had some former X Factor contestants say it probably needs to have a rest now.
I think it needs a rest. Mm. I think it needs a rest. I think I've had a lot of people tell me that I was on what they called the last good year of X Factor.
To be honest, a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought the year after that was pretty good as well, if I'm honest. But... I do think that, obviously, I mean, the ratings and the figures speak for themselves, don't they? So I do think that maybe it does need a rest. And sometimes when things have a rest, they come back stronger. So I'm not saying it's going away forever. I just, maybe it needs a rest and then people might miss it.
I mean, what were the sort of rating figures when you were on it? Were they a lot different to now?
We had, on a Saturday night, we had about 12 million people.
It's got about a quarter of that now.
Yeah, so I mean, the year that when we did the tour, we did 42 shows on the X Factor tour. The year after that, I know they did 14, and I don't think they sold them all out.
Oh my word!
So it's changing, isn't it? Like people,
well, TV is changing. You know, I think there's such a large amount of singers and songwriters. Now it's quite hard to compete, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I think originally people liked the the comedy fact when you get those factor when you get those people on that are just there for to make like you know make people laugh, and then they realised that there's actually way too much of that. Then people started hating on the fact that there's a joke act, and then they started going, oh, maybe it's fixed, maybe it's manipulated, and all this bollocks, and like you know people have kind of woken up now, I think, to the kind of facade and the theatre and the pantomime behind the X Factor.
But do you not mind those joke acts a bit? Do you not find them quite funny? Because
yeah, I do.
Do you rather than not the Honey G's and the...
Nah, you know what? Like, I think if, as a contestant, a former contestant, I think like I went in there fully aware that there would be other people that aren't really there to make a full-on music career, you know, and that there would be people there that might get in that, for a completely different reason, that might be able to, you know, might be completely tone deaf. Because I think if you're going to go into the show, you have to be aware of these things.
Yeah.
You know, history kind of tells that. Like, there's been some crazy acts, hasn't there? So, but I know that the public don't always feel the same. I think that, like, I've had so many people telling me, oh, don't you think this, like, and don't you think that about it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say to you.
You're too sweet.
Yeah,
you do nice, but I know what you mean. I mean, do you remember when Sharon did take on Honey G? It was like she cut off someone's arm. It was like crazy.
She did struggle to remember all of their names as well, didn't she?
But I think, like, business wise, obviously, it's very clever the way they do that. Like for me, I mean, when I first left the show, I was really careful about what I said. Now, not so much. I think that. Yeah, I kind of speak my mind if I'm asked.
You do.
So,
and do you think if they mix up the judges, get two new judges, which it's likely it's going to change the ratings? Or
possibly. I mean, I think Louis had his day, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Well, there are rumours in the press today that he's the final one they've got to make a decision on. Sharon's only going to do the live shows. They're going to get someone in. It all sounds very complicated.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl's not doing it.
I mean, Louis was obviously my mentor, and I didn't think he knew what he was talking about then.
Did you not?
No.
What do you mean? In what sense?
Yeah, he had a great, he's had some great boy bands in the past and stuff, but the music industry changes so much. It's similar to, like, in the actual music industry, in the world I work in and live in, you get so many people that have once upon a time, you know, 50 years ago or 30 years ago, had a big hit, And they're like, well, I did this and I did this and that's why you should go with me. Do you know what? I'd rather have someone that's young and hungry and a bit more with the times than somebody who can tell me about all the credentials but probably can't keep up in this day and age, because the music industry changes so much. Mm. And if the X Factor is supposed to be what it kind of professes to be, like a crash course for the music industry, then it needs people that are cutting edge and that can keep up. And
so
I'm
what
not
you're
sure.
saying is Louis isn't cutting edge and keeping up.
That's my opinion, yeah.
I think you're probably right.
Louis Walsh is ringing my phone now. Hello, Louis. Okay, so that's...
Do you know what the funniest part about it is? I'm not sure that Louis wouldn't agree with me as well.
Yeah, to be fair, he just does it for the paycheck these days, right?
He'd be like, yeah, but I'm getting paid.
I'm getting paid, Sam. What are you getting
Sounds
paid?
About yes. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
What about who would be your favourite judge to come on? Who you think would be really good?
Somebody else who's not been on, I don't know. I think the public would kind of be drawn to somebody like Stormzy being on the show, you know, someone really that smashed it this year. I mean, Ed Sheeran
would be in
it
for them,
good one,
though.
Wouldn't it?
That's
well,
the question.
This is it, yeah, exactly. But that's why Stormzy's not on it, I guess.
Very true.
Money talks.
And how is the love life, Sam? Because your love life has been in the press over the years. What's going on at the minute?
The love life, because I haven't kept caught up with
that. No, the love life's good. I'm taken. I've been taken for a while now, so yeah, I have a girlfriend, and she was actually in her first magazine article the other day, which she didn't we didn't know about, and then somebody sent me a picture of it. I was
like,
what was it? What was it?
Who is she? Who is she?
Her name's Robin, and she is a she's a personal trainer, so keeps me in shape. kicks my ass because I like to stay in shape and I like the gym and stuff, but. But I think when you do it as much as I do or have done in the past, sometimes you just go, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. I want
Domino's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but she
doesn't
kinda,
let you.
Yeah, she
does
not
let
she sits
you?
Me out.
Would she eat Quavers like me? No.
No, but she's very... She's really like normal as well, so she'll be well up for sort of going, all right, well, today's our cheat day, we'll have whatever the hell we like, do you know what I mean? So she's good with that.
She's not in the showbiz business.
No,
she's
not. She does a bit of like social media influencer work and things like that. Because I mean, she looks the part, so.
I'm going to have to Google her now.
How long have you been together? That's a good sign, isn't it?
Just like under a year now. So okay.
Under a year, you kept that under your old hat.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I mean, you've been there before. Like in the public eye, it's a different world, you know. And having a decent relationship that you can allow into the public eye is you know, it's like trying to draw blood out of a stone. But I think as well, I knew that I really cared about her, and I was like, you know what? I've been, open to getting a lot of shit in the media and a lot of shit from haters and people online. And I kind of didn't know, firstly, if she would be able to deal with that. But secondly, if she didn't, then what? Like, it's done then. You can't take that back. You can't sort of forget about it.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, haven't you?
Because it puts pressure on your relationship. So I wanted to make sure that she felt that she was ready before I sort of said anything about her.
Sam, we could talk to you all night, but my producer is very much stressing outside because time is running out.
Can you believe the time is so short? We could talk to you all.
Honestly, I've been here about a minute. Week.
You've been here about 10 minutes.
15 minutes. Too quick.
But you have a new song. Is it called Say Something?
That's the one, yeah.
Good. Well, we're going to play it out right now.
Let's play this, and we love you, and thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
we'll
maybe so
have you in the next couple of weeks coming for more.
Yeah. Well, we have some different versions of this song coming out. We've got the acoustic coming out tomorrow, so we'll get them sent over to you. And if you want to play those, then that'd be great.
Add it to the playlist, no problem. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very
much. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks for listening. Thank we'll be a bit, probably a bit hungover from your party next week.
Well,
happy birthday, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. 21.
Things to do, people to meet, and secrets too. Baby, I have things to prove before I fell. so high for you. We can go.